Goodbye.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At number one this week on the countdown, the wraparound that is all the discussion about conservative talk and political talk and right-wing, left-wing talk. The shootings in the focus at number one.
The rhetoric about hatred, about mistrust of government, about paranoia of how government operates, and to try to inflame the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has impact on people, especially who are unbalanced personalities to begin with.
So where are we going in this hour? The Arizona shooting, certainly number one on people's minds, so that's what we'll spend our hour on, learning more about the shooter. The fact that he won't talk isn't helping a whole lot, but a lot of people who knew him, his family, et cetera, are coming forth. So we'll review all of that. The top item of the week at this point is the condition of this congresswoman and the whole business about FBI background checks and civility in Washington, civility on the radio. This is an overview of talk radio and talk television. That's why it's called the countdown, reviewing a number of stations around the country, what the local hosts are saying about the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the things that people are talking about. That was Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk, his comments following the shooting over the weekend. He got the debate started over how political rhetoric may have played a part in this shooting. Now, on the other side, Jared Loughner's court appearance in Phoenix gave the nation a look at this fellow, but he didn't really say anything. He was up there 14, 15 minutes. The toll, by the way, 6 dead, 14 injured. The Tucson supermarket, where Representative Gabrielle Giffords set up a booth. She wants to go frequently to locations like this to talk to constituents. She's doing her job. So it makes her a good congressman. Probably one of the best reputations when it comes to Congress. There aren't a lot of people that people like to like. She apparently is somebody who is likable. A Democrat in stripes, did vote for the big Obama plans, but as the Democrats all stuck together, generally when you go through her record, she seems to be one who is pretty interested in what everybody says, pretty much in the middle, and does a really thorough job. I'm quite impressed with her. She'd be one of the people that you'd want to support. So anyway, comments from a lot of friends, former classmates, bolstering the idea that this guy, Loughner, is a strange sort of a social outcast, almost indecipherable beliefs, steeped in mistrust of pretty much everything and paranoia about a lot of things. So that's the background. He's not talking, and that may be, well, he may be the only guy who's not talking. Everybody else is talking. The world of conversation, radio, and television. You can imagine what Rush Limbaugh had to say about it. I'll reiterate some of the things that he had to say. And then all of the people that copy him through the day say the same thing. Here from ABC, Pierre Thomas has an in-depth report on this guy, Jared Loughner, including comments from some of his neighbors and friends.
Today, Jared Loughner calmly walked into federal court with a shaved head. He showed no emotion as prosecutors read the charges against him and appeared to smirk as the judge spoke to him. While many in the suburban town struggled with why he did it, it turns out many of those who knew Loughner were afraid of him because of increasingly bizarre behavior.
He's mentally unstable, you know, he was felt isolated, kind of a social loner, so to say, just kept to himself.
In a June 14th email, one of Loughner's college classmates seemed terrified. We have a mentally unstable person in class, and that scares the living crap out of me. He's one of those whose picture you see on the news after he has come into class with an automatic weapon. Some of Loughner's neighbors thought he was dangerous.
I told my mother I thought he was a serial killer the first time I saw him.
This is somewhat dysfunctional family, and this individual has probably been troubled for some time.
You think there's little question that they knew he was very troubled?
I don't think there's any doubt about that at all. I think the entire neighborhood where they live was aware.
Anyone who read Loeffner's online postings would likely have come to the same conclusion. The postings show an obsession with violence and paranoia about the government. One of Loeffner's favorite YouTube clips is entitled, "Let the Bodies Hit the Floor." In another YouTube post, he writes, "The government is implying mind control and brainwash on the people by controlling grammar." Only hours before the shooting, he warned friends on MySpace, "Please don't be mad at me." Loeffner's life was unraveling. He tried to join the military, rejected. He was arrested for drug possession. Some investigators wonder if Loeffner became obsessed with the Giffords because of their American lifestyle. Loeffner even met the congresswoman.
He met Gabrielle Giffords once in 07 and told me he asked her some question that made absolutely no sense to me. But he said, "I can't believe she doesn't understand it."
Friends say after that, he became obsessed with the Giffords. In a safe at Loeffner's house, police say they found an envelope with the words, "I planned ahead, my assassination, and Giffords." An expert in psychiatry says the evidence is clear.
Classic delusions of persecution, delusions of false beliefs. They're indicators of psychosis, and they mean that a person is suffering from a psychotic illness, most likely paranoid schizophrenia.
So why didn't anyone intervene? Where does a young man who does not have a job get $500 to buy the alleged murder weapon?
That's a great question, isn't it? Want to ruminate on that for a little bit? 800-510-8255. And the alleged, why do we get into that? Everybody knows this guy did it. He had the weapon. Why do we do that? When you know the guy's guilty, yeah, you have to put him through the system. But you know the guy's guilty. He's not alleged anything. He did it. He may not have acted on his own, but that's the gun that is not the alleged murder weapon. It is the murder weapon. We get so caught up in these foolish word games. All right, anyway, let's move on. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Our text line is 646-926. Doug, you can pick up on anything that I'm saying, and people who are running various programs that we quote are saying, and the callers. Make sure you include your name in the texting. And you can also reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on toll-free 877-541-5250. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. We're focused on this troubled 22-year-old college dropout who appeared in court. These are federal charges, by the way. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews talks about America's long history of gun violence.
This country has a history of political violence. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, shot and killed in office. Teddy Roosevelt, shot in the chest in 1912 while campaigning for the presidency. Franklin Roosevelt, shot at a month before his inauguration. The bullet killed the mayor of Chicago. 1950, assassins carried out a plot to kill Harry Truman, killing one of the president's bodyguards. Jack Kennedy, killed by an assassin. Gerald Ford, shot at twice in separate assassination attempts. Ronald Reagan, nearly killed by an assassin, saved only by the quick thinking of a Secret Service agent who gets him to the hospital in 3 minutes. Huey Long, George Lincoln Rockwell, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Howard Lowenstein, Malcolm X, all killed by gunmen. We've grown up with this stuff, knowing this stuff. We're not like other countries, not in Europe, not in Africa, not in Asia, not in South America, not in Canada or in Mexico. It's only here that political assassination has worked its way into the history books and won't get out. Given this, why would anyone bring a gun to a political event in this country? Why would anyone want to? Why would any political leader think it's just fine to do so? For one reason, I can only suppose, to say that guns can be a solution to a political difference. What does it mean when a possible presidential candidate paints targets, crosshairs over members of Congress she disagrees with, or when a Senate candidate says she supports Second Amendment remedies to political differences with the Congress? How can a person who has any sense of our country's history talk like that? John Wilkes Booth didn't like which way the Civil War went. Lee Harvey Oswald was infatuated politically with Fidel Castro and didn't like what Kennedy had said about him. Sirhan Sirhan didn't like Bobby Kennedy's strong support for Israel. Assassins often have recognized political motives, left and right, to go out and kill a politician. They don't like what a leader says, they go kill him. The matter here is what you believe about gun violence in politics. Do we think guns are a proper reference point in political debate? If not, why are guns even mentioned in our political discussions? Why are they carried to political events? Is there any other interpretation than this, that some people believe guns, the threat of using them, are a political solution to this country's debate? Can we, out of this horror in Arizona, simply agree on this one thing? Don't bring guns to political events. Don't talk about guns in a political argument. Let's stop it right here. Gun violence against politicians is not a metaphor. It's not about the Old West. It's not cowboy talk. It's not about the founding fathers and the British Army. When you talk about using guns or threatening to use them against policies or politicians you don't like, it's for real. When you bring a gun to a political event, you are the problem. And leaders who refuse to say just this are themselves part of the problem.
Something to be said for what Chris Matthews says there, I think. Here's the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, with some more words on Tucson.
Tragedy and terror sometimes comes from the shadows and steal our joy and take away our peace.
The shadows. This guy was a coward. And I think that you can figure out, but there's a lot of other things as well as we continue to focus on the shooter and the shooting. 21 after on the countdown.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, Sarah Palin and the rest of the rhetoric. Sarah Palin now, who's back in the mix. She released a video on her Facebook page in response to the shootings. She chose that day to respond. The focus is the crosshairs placed over Gabby Gifford's district on the website that Sarah Palin had set up. Her 8-minute video has caused more controversy for her use of the phrase blood libel. Here is a portion of her response.
Acts of monstrous criminality stand on their own. They begin and end with the criminals who commit them, not collectively with all the citizens of a state, not with those who listen to talk radio, not with maps of swing districts used by both sides of the aisle, not with law-abiding citizens who respectfully exercise their First Amendment rights at campaign rallies, not with those who proudly voted in the last election. The last election was all about taking responsibility for our country's future. Now, President Obama and I may not agree on everything, but I know he would join me in affirming the health of our democratic process. 2 years ago, his party was victorious. Last November, the other party won. In both elections, the will of the American people was heard, and the peaceful transition of power proved yet again the enduring strength of our republic. Vigorous and spirited public debates during elections are among our most cherished traditions. And after the election, we shake hands and we get back to work. And often both sides find common ground back in D.C. and elsewhere. If you don't like a person's vision for the country, you're free to debate that vision. If you don't like their ideas, you're free to propose better ideas. But especially within hours of a tragedy unfolding, journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel that serves only to incite the very hatred and violence that they purport to condemn. That is reprehensible.
All right, what do you think of Sarah Palin's words? 800-510-8255, expressing sadness over the tragedy, lashing out at the media for inciting hatred and violence in the wake of the incident. Is that something that rings a bell with you? The focus on some of the radio hosts, here's David Serrata with a focus again, am I using that word too much, focus, on Sarah Palin and whether she's right or wrong.
there's a difference between criticism and the endorsement of violence. And what's so, so amazing about this is that Sarah Palin uses effectively an anti-Semitic slur to lash out against the media for being irresponsible without even willing to entertain the possibility that her own rhetoric has been irresponsible. It goes back to the idea that sadly we live in a country and a political culture in particular that simply can't take responsibility for anything, that can't say it's sorry, that can't express contrition. For some reason, we have developed a culture which somehow suggests self-reflection equals weakness. And I'll say it all week. If I have contributed to this, if I have contributed to a culture of violence, and I don't think I have, but if I have, or if I was construed to have, then I apologize. Because I don't think there's weakness in self-reflection. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We can't expect anybody to be perfect, including politicians, including Sarah Palin. And you know what? It's okay if Sarah Palin's not perfect. And it's okay if Glenn Beck is not perfect. What's not okay is them not being willing to take this moment of national tragedy to suggest that they perhaps were irresponsible. That is not okay. That they, what they are trying to do is portray themselves as the victims. And this is really a commentary on just how deeply narcissistic and self-centered these people really are. To look at the bloodshed in Tucson and for millionaire celebrity media pundits like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin to insist, as Beck did yesterday on his radio show and as Sarah Palin did in using this anti-Semitic victim ideology to insist she's the victim, it really shows how narcissistic these people are, really, how totally insensitive these people are. To look at all that bloodshed and say they're the victim, I don't know, you just got to shake your head and wonder what is wrong with these people. When I say we live in a society whose culture is mentally ill, you have to be mentally ill to look at the tragedy in Tucson and be a millionaire celebrity and say you are the victim. You really have to be, in many cases, a pathologically ill person.
A lot of people calling, as you can expect from Arizona. We have three or four stations there. So, Mary, you're worried, apparently.
I live in Phoenix. I was away for 30 years, but I grew up in Arizona in a Goldwater-supporting household. I'm a registered independent, and I think the rhetoric has definitely changed in the last few years. I've been back for 4 years now. In the last 2 days, it has been so refreshing to hear leadership, our political leaders, praise Gabrielle Giffords, and also Judge Roll. I work in the legal profession, and I must say the loss of Judge Roll is so wrenching. But it's been wonderful to hear people come together over a tragedy. And all I can say is, why can't we speak respectfully to one another every day? I don't remember it was like this in the past. You know, I was young when I lived here before, and certainly everywhere rhetoric is inflamed. But here, I do agree with the sheriff in Tucson that this is, it's getting worse here, and it seems to get worse by the day. I'm afraid that once we have all recovered in a few weeks, we'll go right back to what the inflamed rhetoric that we've been hearing.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with
Extend-O-Vite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number three on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the gun debate right now. Well, let's get to this fellow Loeffler and how much trouble he had with the law. You've all read this. You've all heard this. You've seen this part of the story covered many times. He was rejected by the Army. He flunked a drug test. He was considered so mentally unstable that he was banned from his college campus. Officials considered him a threat to other students, a threat to the faculty. But this 22-year-old guy, this 22-year-old bum, this 22-year-old malcontent had no trouble buying a Glock semi-automatic pistol that authorities are sure he used to kill those six people and to wound the 14 others. It has prompted gun control advocates to call for changes to the background, the federal background check system. What do we need gun control advocates to be? Anybody with a conscience, anybody who is for the legalized use of weaponry, guns, as I am and most other people are, want this system. It only serves to protect those who ought to be able to have a gun. This whole fiasco makes the system out to be what it is, another corrupt, incompetent, bungled federal local mess. That's what it is. The federal government isn't doing enough to prevent drug abusers from getting firearms. If there is a ban because you're a felon, if you are a drug abuser, why would you possibly have the right to have a gun? Why? I've got a challenge right now. Somebody call and try, I guess I'm daring you to justify anybody who is a drug addict for having a gun. Nobody's going to be able to debate that and win, unless the person they're debating is incompetent. There's no way. And then there's the clip business, the 33 rounds, which some people can come up with a moderately credible argument against. On NBC, Contessa Brewer spoke with Senator Frank Lautenberg. He's the one introducing the legislation to ban the large clips.
New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg says he'll introduce that ban, a bill banning the high-capacity clips when the Senate returns to Washington. He joins me now.
When we look around and see the state of shock that America is in, the mourning has spread across all 50 states. People are heartbroken to see this person, Congresswoman Gifford, who's trying to do the right thing by her country. A 9-year-old child is killed. A leading judge, is killed. And what we hear is a comment from the other side, from the House side, that says people will go ahead and start using this as a basis for political gain. It's outrageous that there isn't a response that's more positive than that. But we've got to do something about these large clips. They were banned until 2004, and then because the bill died altogether on automatic weapons, that collapsed. And here we might have done much better than we did in terms of protecting people if the number of cartridges had been limited.
All right. Well, let's say that the cartridges had remained banned, that you would not be able to carry 33 rounds in one extended magazine. 10 rounds is still enough to kill the same amount of victims that we have here, the people who died in the shooting on Saturday. So why is that clip the focus of your energy and your attention now?
Well, because it's the one thing that obviously permitted this madman to hit so many people in such a short period of time. And thank goodness we had some heroic actions that interrupted his ability to put in another magazine. Otherwise, we'd have seen a greater loss. But the fact of the matter is, when we look at the number of murders in the United States, 2009, we had 9,500 people murdered. When we look around the world, we see large companies, large countries, the UK, Germany, Japan, had 200 or less killed in a year, and we're 9,500. There's got to be a reason for that. We don't have more madmen, we have more guns.
All right, well, you can argue that until the cows come home. I think that there is a statistic floating around, and it's a city-by-city statistic, but most of the major cities, including places like Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., these are all the murder capitals of the country. The murder rate is way down. The FBI's, whoever's taking credit for it, I know that that stat was highly touted at the end of the year. Be that as it may, the question or the idea that's put forth by Senator Lautenberg is, I think, one that makes sense. Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York City, and he, along with a lot of other leaders, are talking about what we have learned from our past mistakes, and apparently Mayor Bloomberg thinks we haven't learned a doggone thing.
When a public official is shot or a mass shooting occurs, a great deal of press coverage follows, as it should. But the reality is that every single day, 34 Americans are murdered by someone firing a gun. And most of those guns are purchased or possessed illegally. That means that on a daily basis, we experience a massacre larger than the one that we had at Virginia Tech. And even though the shootings in Blacksburg, Virginia, and Tucson, Arizona, happened nearly 4 years and 2,000 miles apart from one another, I think they both underscore systematic failures in the ways that guns are regulated in this country. In the case of Virginia Tech, the shooter passed the background check, even though he shouldn't have. His history of mental illness should have disqualified him from legally buying a gun. But those records were never reported to the FBI, as they should have been. In the case of the Tucson shooting, we still don't know all the facts, but we do know that the shooter had a history of drug abuse, which can also disqualify someone from legally buying and owning a gun. The Virginia Tech massacre put a spotlight on the deadly gaps in background checks, and Congress passed legislation aimed at closing some of those gaps. But as this case makes terribly clear, deadly gaps still remain.
Amen to that, brother. He's right. What do you think? 800. I'm telling you, I think he's right. What do you think? How can you argue with that reasoning? 800-510-8255. Okay, here's a reporter looking at both sides of the debate with Congressperson Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed in gun violence.
As the Tucson tragedy unfolded, New York Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy flashed back to a shooting on the Long Island Railroad when a gunman killed her husband Dennis and wounded her son Kevin 17 years ago.
When you hear about it, it hits at home and you go back to where you don't want to go.
In spite of her pain, McCarthy has no plan to call for a limit on gun sales. Instead, she's proposing a ban on the sale to civilians of so-called extended magazines that hold more than 10 bullets, the type of gun magazine that Jared Loeffner allegedly used in Tucson.
In this particular tragedy, would this have made a difference, the proposal you have?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look how many bullets he got off.
Mm.
And the majority of those bullets found a way to either kill someone or injure someone.
Only when Loeffner had spent his ammunition and tried to reload were bystanders able to tackle him. But the gun owners of America argue a limit on ammunition is a limit on their Second Amendment right to bear arms.
People need large capacity magazines if they have the misfortune of being in a situation where there's more than one attacker.
The National Rifle Association refused to address the issue directly, saying only, at this time, anything other than prayers for the victims and their families would be inappropriate. McCarthy, aware of the gun lobby's power, expects a huge challenge in getting her limited legislation through Congress even after the latest horrific tragedy.
So you're not confident of that this proposal will actually become law?
I would say that I'm going to have a battle.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Number four. On this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the president's speech in Tucson. Here's the Talko's Doc Thompson. He found the cheering during the service totally inappropriate.
wasn't that the cheering was, well, she's opened her eyes, that's a good thing, let's be happy. It was when they cheered at the beginning for the school, they cheered for the school. And the president or dean or whatever it was of the school said, we're here from university. People went crazy. You're making it about the school. Why would you cheer for a school at that point? It became at times, I thought, not about the people who are dead, even the people who are alive, or the good things, the best things that have come out of it at this point, that, for example, Gabby Gifford didn't die, there's not more people dead, stuff like that. Like, I can understand some of that happy feeling, but then it got to the, yeah! It wasn't like, oh, thank you. It was like, people hollering stuff out. What is this, a sporting event? What's going on here? To me, it was somewhere between a sporting event, a funeral or church service, a little bit of political pep rally. Not so much from the president, but from some of the other people. You could tell some of the way they were positioning things. Certainly if Jan Brewer was booed, then it becomes a little bit political as well. I think a lot of it has to do with the kids. Oh, it's a university college there, so a good number of them were students that got in line early, that got in that main room. They also had overflow in the stadium nearby. So, yeah, they're going to be there. Maybe they just haven't been around. Maybe they haven't been to a lot of funerals or services where you would expect people to be a little more serious and somber. I'll tell you what, I think the face painters were way too much. I mean, their face, I didn't see anybody with their face painted, but it wouldn't shock me based on their cheering. You see with the rally the towels out there, woo, and the face painted. That's the feeling I got. There's another part of the Tucson Memorial last night, an observation I have. I'm not going to bring it up unless somebody else does. Not that it's a hot issue or anything like that. I just want to see if anybody else caught what I caught. If they did, if not, I'll mention it in a little bit. But I just want to see if anybody else caught something really odd. Here's a clip of what I was talking about toward the beginning when they were mentioned in the college and the kids cheered. And I'm thinking, why are you cheering for your school? Woo! Our school's hosting the memorial for the dead people. Woo! What is that? It's a memorial.
One of the characteristics that has always struck me about Tucson's uniqueness is how such a vast metropolitan area of more than 1 million people can function so much like a small college town.
Tucson.
It is, in the truest and best sense of the word, a community where people know each other and care about each other. The University of Arizona sits in the middle of that community, both literally and figuratively. By hosting this ceremony, we hope that we can begin the process of healing. Tonight, we have a chance to pray for those who were wounded, to remember those who were lost, and to reaffirm our commitment to each other.
Okay, that's good.
Representative Gabrielle Giffords is a good friend of mine, as she is of almost everyone.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole point of talking about Tucson and how wonderful it is and all this other stuff if it's about the people. You want to talk about the people, that's fine.
800-510-8255. Ed in Kentucky, here you go.
Good morning, guys. We were sitting there watching. I was watching it with my wife, and we're Republicans. We're not a fan of the president, but he was very eloquent, and I thought he did bring some common sense with everything that we've heard. Blame this side, blame that side. I think he did a very somber, wonderful job with the speech. And it's very weird that you said bizarro world. I think I said to my wife, I said, we're in bizarro world. Where do you ever root for someone at a funeral or a memorial service? The weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I work at a college, and I've taught for years, and students are always going to act the way students do. But for that entire body, and there were adults in there, too. I'm assuming there were some faculty involved and some others that were close. It was weird. I was like, we finally turned it off because I felt sorry for Gabby's husband because you could see Michelle Obama's, I don't know, she just felt so weird the way they were grasping each other. It was more support to get through the event than it was the actual shooting.
800-510-8255. Why do you folks all think, or many of you think, it's necessary to bracket yourself? I'm not a Republican. I'm I mean, I'm a Republican and not an Obama fan. Come on, just lighten up, will you?
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the discussion of the Haitian earthquake, 1 year to the day. Thousands of people have gathered this week in the capital to mark the moment that that earthquake struck a year ago, killed 316,000 people, according to the revised figures from the prime minister. The services that were held this week, a lot of memorial services in various venues, including one at the ruins of the National Cathedral. It was attended by a papal envoy to Haiti, government officials, foreign dignitaries. The magnitude 7 earthquake hit the island of Haiti and left 1.3 million people without a home. Now, let's get focused on some of the input here, various stories from talk radio and talk television this week and in the past year, starting with Andrea Mitchell from NBC, speaking with Thomas Teague, who's the CEO of Direct Relief International. A year after the quake, Haiti remains unstable, he says.
What can be done given the enormity of the challenge? Groups such as yours trying so hard to get the relief to the people who need it.
Right. Well, I mean, as President Clinton said, it's a staggering set of challenges, and there's really nothing to compare to the sheer loss of life of 230,000 people in a matter of minutes. We have nothing in our history of the U.S. country to compare it to. So recognizing that puts it in some context, but like anywhere else, it's a combination of a private economy getting going, jobs, functioning government that provides stability and security for the people, and then the nonprofit groups like Direct Relief from the outside and within Haiti to provide those things that the government is unable or unwilling to cover and things that don't make great business sense but still need to get done. So Direct Relief has been able to really try to shore up both the government and the private facilities, just providing medical care, which was frail to begin with, got broken in the earthquake, and is now trying to deal with the double whammy, the big cholera epidemic that's killing people.
And in fact, what we're hearing now from our reporters down there, from Mara and others, is that the initial reports from the election observers indicate there are going to be challenges to the legitimacy of this election, which could lead to, you know, potentially more protests. And we know down in Haiti what that could mean as well. So you have less stability and the likelihood you're not going to have an effective government with whom to channel relief.
Right. I think that for the long term, you need a functioning government anywhere. There's no scenario in the world where either business does everything or governments do everything. So, you know, both private business and governments have to play their roles. So we're focused just on the health piece, and there's groups like Partners in Health that we work with extensively are doing a lot of clinical services and trying to shore up the human resources needed and provide the care. So in the interim, just within health alone, there's staggering challenges. So Direct Leap is really focused on trying to bring in the needed resources and make sure there's an efficient allocation and distribution and transparency to that process.
We're focused on Haiti. Here is from CBS, Bill Plant speaking with reporter Randall Pinkston. Pinkston says there is a huge problem funneling the relief money that has been donated by many of you directly into the country and into the people.
Tell us a little bit about where the relief efforts stand 1 year on.
Well, Bill, to put it simply, there is still a lot of work and many years ahead before Haiti even begins to get back to where it was. And keep in mind that where it was not in a good place. Haiti, before the earthquake, was the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. A lot of poverty here, people existing, 50% of the population existing on $2 a day. They are worse off than that now, so coming back will take a long time. About relief, millions, billions of dollars were raised on behalf of Haitian earthquake victims, NGOs, non-government organizations, humanitarian organizations. The Haitian government, for example, is having difficulty. There's a big political fight going on over the election. The government institutions, 27 of 29 ministries were destroyed. So there are some problems funneling the aid to the people who need it. Right now, depending on whose estimate you believe, you have anywhere from 800,000 to 1.2 million people still in tents.
800-510-8255. Doug Stephan on the countdown now going to Chicago. Actually, folks listening to the station in Hammond, Indiana, Nicole is on the air, and it seems that you're upset, Nicole.
Well, I think the money that was pledged to the earthquake actually reached the people in Haiti, which it hasn't, and we know that. A fraction of the money has actually gone there, and most of it has gone to international aid organizations, and most of them haven't used that aid money either. So all this money that's been pledged to help Haiti hasn't reached Haiti, and now we're going to turn it back over to the Haitian government. And let me just give you one example. We passed out flashlights. We didn't consult the grassroots groups, and we ended up passing out battery-operated flashlights. So what happens when the batteries die? You have a pile of useless flashlights. If they had just been talking to the grassroots groups and the other people in the camps, they would have known to use solar-powered flashlights or wind-up flashlights. So it's things like that that could have been changed and done so much more efficiently and effectively if we had just worked in coordination with the government and with the people.
There's a suggestion that needs to be sort of ruminated around. Thank you, Nicole.